Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Amen. I want you to be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen and amen and amen. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be exalted this morning. I didn't hear any amen on that. Hallelujah. Welcome once again to, is it the last but one CTG for the month? And also the CTG that precedes our breakthrough night, God willing, on Friday. Somebody's blessed. But that notwithstanding, this month the Lord is blessing us, and we are looking at the subject receiving the ministry of divine healing, receiving divine healing, or receiving the ministry of divine healing. Our prophetic theme is Jesus the healer, or the healing Jesus. The healing Jesus. Now, we are not talking about healing because we are sick. But we are talking about healing so that we'll be able to secure our place in Christ for our health. For our health. So that we'll be able to walk divine health. We are not preaching or teaching on healing because you are sick. No. But we are teaching so that you will know your place in Christ concerning your health, so that you will be able to walk in good health. Remember, according to his writings to the old man called Gaius, John made a certain specific statement. In 3 John chapter 2, he said, "My brother Gaius, I wish above all things that you will prosper." You, the you there symbolizes or represents your spirit. You will prosper. It means your spirit will prosper. Are you understanding me? "And be in good health." So to be in good health means to have good health, or to be sound in your body, to have the prosperity of your body, even as your soul also prospers. So we are talking about three-dimensional prosperity. The prosperity of your spirit, which means that your spirit must be rich and must be renewed, it must be regenerated, it must be born of God. Number two, the prosperity of your body, be in good health. Now, that reminds me that we are not talking about healing, but we are talking about being in good health. So the scripture is not necessarily dealing with sicknesses, but is telling you your place in Christ, which is good health, which is good health, which is good health, and then the prosperity of your soul that is growing and increasing in the love of God and knowing Him and making Him known. Somebody is blessed. We understand from the scriptures in Matthew chapter number 9, verse 35, that then Jesus went to all the towns and the villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, healing every disease and every sickness. Wow. Healing every disease and every sickness. The healing ministry of Jesus covers every disease and covers every sickness. The healing ministry of Jesus covers every disease and covers every sickness. Even the ones that the scientists are yet to research into and come out with a name, the healing ministry of Jesus covers every disease and every what? Sickness. Somebody is blessed. Again, the healing ministry of Jesus is transgenerational. It is transgenerational. When I say transgenerational, it means that the ministry passes from one generation to another generation. Jesus in his days were healing people. Whilst he was there with the apostles and the disciples, he was healing people. According to the scripture, he said, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every sickness. And when Jesus left, another generation that came were the apostles. And yet Jesus was still healing through the apostles. In our days, Jesus is still healing every sickness and every what? Disease. So the healing ministry of Jesus is not to cover only all sicknesses and diseases only, but it is also transward generational. In Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 8, the Bible says that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same yesterday, the one who healed yesterday, he's the one who will heal today. And he's the one who will also heal tomorrow. Your amen is weak for me. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So the healing ministry of Jesus is the same yesterday. It's the same today. And it will be the same forever. I pray today in the name of Jesus that the same Jesus that healed in his days will heal today in Jesus' name. Transgenerational, it also means that Jesus' ministry, healing ministry, was not according to a particular race. He did not heal only the white and left the blacks. He didn't heal the browns and left the yellows. He healed everybody. It was without a particular race. It wasn't by sex. Jesus was not healing some males and leaving females, but he was healing everyone that came to him. According to Acts chapter 10, verse number 34, Acts chapter number 10, verse 34, the Bible says, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of who? Of persons. God is not a respecter of persons. So no matter who you are, whether you are brown, you are dark, you are white, you are yellow, the healing ministry of Jesus is also to heal you. in the name of Jesus, right? It is without sex, no, without race, without color, somebody is blessed. Now, we need to understand, as I laid the foundation last week, that the healing ministry of Jesus is the responsibility. Your health, let me come up this way. Your health as the redeemed is the responsibility of Jesus. Or the healing ministry of Jesus takes the responsibility of the health of the redeemed. Or Jesus, who is the healer, takes responsibility of the health of the redeemed. Praise God. Now in Psalm 103, verse number 1 to 3, we understand from the scriptures, the psalmist says that, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Verse 2 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Now look at verse number 3. Now we are talking about the benefit, he said. Who forgiveth all thine iniquity? Who healeth all thy disease? Hallelujah. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy heart disease? Now, the day the Lord forgave you of all your iniquities, that day he also healed you. Are you understanding me? As a redeemed, God or Jesus the healer takes responsibility of your health. The redeemed is the one who has been saved. The one who has been saved by Jesus. The one whose sins have been forgiven. And the one who is living a righteous life. The one who has surrendered his life unto Jesus. And the one who has given up all to follow Jesus. He is called the redeemed. And the day he forgave you of your sins, that day he said, I have healed you of all your diseases. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. The day you got saved, that day every sickness in your body, any sickness that you will ever be sick of, was healed. Hallelujah. The psalmist did not miss words. Lord, forgiving me all, and has therefore, the Lord, healed all my disease. I pray for you today that you will come into the consciousness of knowing that as a redeemed, your sins have been forgiven. And the day the Lord forgave you, he also healed you of all your diseases. Why? Because Jesus takes the responsibility of what? The redeemed. The health of the redeemed. Somebody is blessed. I said somebody is blessed. Now, for us to be able to receive the healing ministry of Jesus, there are things we need to know. For us to be able to receive the healing ministry of Jesus, there are things we need to know. And before I go into that, I want you to understand that divine health is real. You can live divine health. You can live in this world without sickness and disease. You can live in this world without taking in any medicine because you don't have any pain in your body. You don't have any trouble with your body. It is real. You can live it. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but I said you can live it. You can walk divine health. Praise God. But one of the things that you and I need to know today concerning the healing ministry, or how we'll be able to receive the healing ministry of Jesus. Number one, that every sickness is an oppression of the devil. Drop it. Every sickness and disease is an oppression of the devil. It's an oppression of the devil. Every sickness, no matter the name, how the name sounds, or how the name looks like, no matter how nice people have packaged the sickness, every sickness and every disease is the oppression of the devil. Am I speaking to somebody here? Remember, I'm not teaching you this because you are sick, but I'm teaching you this so that you will know your right in Christ. You know your privileges and how you can walk the divine life. Somebody is blessed. Hallelujah. Every sickness and disease is by the oppression of the devil. Why do I know this? I know this because in the provision of God, or in the creation of God, God did not make any provision for medicine. God created all things. As a matter of fact, at the end, he said that everything that he has made was good. Everything he has created was good. But in his creation, he did not make provision for what? For medicine or drugs. God did not. Because God didn't have in mind, or God does not have sickness and disease in mind. You see, before you can think of drugs, then you should be thinking of what? Sicknesses and diseases. Are you understanding me? When you go to the hospital and you are diagnosed, the next thing you think of is your medicine or your drugs. But in the mind of God, because he didn't have any room for sickness, he didn't make provision for drugs. Why do I know this? In Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 29, for everything that God created, the herbs, the plants, they were there for our food. The King James says that for meat. They were not there to heal. They were not there as drugs. They were there for food or for meat. Is it there? And God said that, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which the fruit of a tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. Praise God. So if God did not have provision for drug, it means that he doesn't have sickness in him to give to anyone. Is somebody coming to such understanding? And therefore, every sickness and every disease doesn't come from God, but it is by the oppression of the devil. Praise God. I want you to understand that mosquitoes were not created to feed on human beings. Are you understanding? Insects were not made to feed on us. See, why do you get malaria? Because the order has been turned. The order of creation and the order of things. Now you hear in somewhere in Ezekiel, it was quoted that Munye Diabana, I don't know even how to say it in English, Munye Diabana Mufa Habana Nyeden. That was not the original plan of God. Amen. Something has gone wrong somewhere. That is why now we want to use the habai for what? For healing. But they are there for our meat, for our food. Somebody is blessed. Hallelujah. So that must be your number one mindset, that every sickness and disease doesn't come from God. He doesn't have it to give, but it is the oppression of the devil. Somebody is blessed. How do I know this again? In Acts chapter 10, verse number 8. 38, sorry. Acts chapter number 10, verse number 38. He said, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with what? Power. Now continue. Who went about doing good? Now the next line is that, and healing all that were oppressed with what? The devil. Those who were oppressed with the devil were those who were in bondage of sicknesses and what? Diseases. Are you understanding me? Jesus' healing ministry was to heal those who are oppressed of the devil. So every sickness and disease is an oppression of the devil. And today, any oppression of the enemy over your body is breaking now in the name of Jesus Christ. We saw example in scripture, a woman, when Jesus entered the synagogue, he saw a woman who has been bowled over for 38 years. The Bible says that Jesus met this woman and then prayed for the woman and said, woman, be straight up. But the Bible says that, and the woman had been infirmed, or has the infirmity. He has been infirmed. The word infirmity means that he has been possessed of the devil. He has been infirmed of the devil. He has been oppressed of the devil for many years. And when he met Jesus, Jesus made the woman whole. I pray that today you will be made whole. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every disease is caused by the oppressor or the oppression of the devil. I want you to get this in your spirit. Every disease is caused by the oppression of the devil. He oppresses your body not to function the way it is supposed to what? Function. But today that devil is a liar. In the name of Jesus Christ, that oppression will lose its hold over your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody is blessed. What again do you need to know in order to receive the healing ministry of Jesus? What again do you need to know in order to receive the healing ministry of Jesus? Number two, you must understand that your seat, or you are seated above the realm of the oppressor. As a redeemed, you have been seated above the realm of the oppressor. You see, there's a one who oppresses with sickness and disease. He oppresses your body so that it will not function well, the way God wanted it to function. But one important truth that you also need to know as a child of God is that you have been placed far above the oppressor. Is somebody here with me? Your seat is above the oppressor. In Ephesians chapter number 2, verse 6. Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 6. He said, and hath raised us up. Who has raised us up? Jesus. When he died and he rose up again, he raised us up also. Somebody is blessed. Together, and made us sit together in where? Heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Wow. He made us. He raised us and made us to sit with him in heavenly places. Your seat as a child of God is above the oppressor. Now, to be seated at the heavenly places, what does it mean? Come back to Ephesians 1, chapter number 20 to 21. Ephesians chapter number 1. Let's understand what it means to be seated at the heavenly places. Now, he said, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly what? It is repeated. Now look at the verse number 21. Far above everybody, all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also that which is to come. Is anybody here with me? So chapter number 2 verse 6 told us that we have been seated up with Christ. Now in your seating, verse chapter number 1 20 to 21 is telling us the level of your seating, how far you have been seated, and those who have been placed under you. He said, principalities, power, might, dominion, and every name that is named. It means that for any oppressor that wants to oppress your body, God has lifted you above that oppressor. I don't know the kind of things that are oppressing your body. I don't know the name of that sickness that the doctors have placed over you. You must understand that it is written, and every name that is named. It can be diabetes, it can be cancer, it can be fibroid, it can be arthritis, it can be anything. Any name that is named, God says, I have raised you above them. Your health is above. You are seated in Christ. You are seated with Christ. Far above principalities. Far above powers. Might. And the name that is named. Not only in this world. Oh my God. So we are not only talking about sweet by and by. But we are talking about in this life. I pray that your health be lifted above any principality, any power, any might, and any name that is named, in the name of Jesus Christ, receive it now. Is somebody receiving light? Are you receiving light? Yes. These are the things you need to know, my brother, concerning your health. You are seated above the realm of the oppressor. So God has placed you at a point where the oppressor cannot oppress your body anymore. It is light that you need to have. Number 2, number 3, what do I need to know? According to the word of God, in Isaiah 54 verse number 14, downwards, oppression must be far from you as a righteous. He said, in righteousness shalt thou be what? Established. Thou shalt be far from what? Oppression. Ah. For thou shalt not fear, and from terror it shall not come near thee. Oh my God. So you are not only lifted above the oppressor, but the oppression will also be far from you. Remember when we are talking about oppression, we are talking about oppression of the devil, which brings what? Sicknesses and disease. He said, as for you, the righteous, it shall be far from you. You are established in righteousness. Therefore, oppression shall be what? Far. This morning, in the name of Jesus, at this Catch the Glory service, may every oppression of the devil, culminating in sickness and diseases, be far from you now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Be set loose from every oppression of the devil, in Jesus' name. Say, oppression is far from me, in the name of Jesus. Somebody is blessed. I said, somebody is blessed. Number 4, light that you need to know concerning the healing ministry of Jesus. How you can receive it. Number 4, light. You don't wait for miracles, but you work out your miracle. You don't wait for miracles, but you work out your miracle. That is number four truth. Why do I say this? Because in the kingdom of God, everything is unto you according to your faith. And it is every man to work out your own salvation. It is unto every man to work out your own salvation. Salvation, according to the scriptures, is worked out. Salvation is not waited for. And what brought you salvation is what keeps and sustains you. And it is unto you to work out your heart, your own salvation. Praise God. So, you don't get healed because you are waiting for it. In fact, waiting in the kingdom of God can be very frustrating. Waiting for your healing can be very hard. Frustrating. It can be very frustrating. That is how come when you wait and nothing is happening, you start managing it with drugs. You start managing it with what? With drugs. No. Waiting can be very frustrating. So we don't wait for our miracles, but we work out our miracles. Now, according to the giftings, in Paul's writing to the Corinthians, when he spoke about the gift of the Spirit, he didn't talk about the gift for waiting. But then he spoke about the gift of working out miracles. There's a gift that God gives for you to work out miracles, not to wait for what? Miracles. I pray for you today that you will not wait for that miracle, but rather you'll be working your way out for miracles. And we have examples in scripture. In the gospel according to St. John, I believe chapter number 5, there was a man who was by the pool of Bethesda. And this man has been there for 38 years. Do you know that this man went there before Jesus was born? He was by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years, waiting for one miracle. For one miracle. The Bible says at any time or any interval, the angel of the Lord will come and stir the waters. And whoever first dip himself into the water receive healing. And there were so many important folks, many people around. And yet this man was waiting that one day the water will be stirred and he could jump. So when Jesus appeared on the scene and asked him, "Why are you still here for 30 years?" He said, "I have no man. I'm just waiting. I have no one, no man to help me." I pray for you that your waiting is over. Oh, come on. I don't know who I'm speaking to. Your waiting is over. It is time to receive your miracles. I said it is time to receive your miracle. In the name of Jesus. So we don't wait for things to happen, but we go after things based on the light of His word. Are you understanding me? We go after things based on the light. You see, that's why you also need to be careful. The fact that you are working out your miracle doesn't mean that you should do anything. It has to be by the light of His word. The light of His word is what God is telling you to do, what God is leading you to do, where He's leading you to go. You know, people get sick and they get frustrated and they fall into the hands of wrong people and they worsen their case. Just as people go to hospital and they fall into the wrongs of wrong doctors and their case is worsened. In the same way, if you don't take care, you might fall in the wrong hands. But the secret is that what is God telling you concerning your health? The light of his word is what will lead you to do the things that will bring out your miracles. Your amen is weak. Are you understanding what I'm saying? This morning, somebody's receiving light. And that light is driving away every darkness, every sickness in your body now. In the name of Jesus Christ, somebody is blessed. I said somebody is blessed. Hallelujah. Now, people who walk in divine health knows what to do and knows what to say. In order to be able to walk in the light of his word, in working out your miracles, you must know what to do and you must know what to say. Anyone who wants to walk the divine health must know what to say, must know what to talk, must know what to talk. Nothing is established until it comes out of your mouth. Drop it. Nothing is established until it comes out of your mouth. Or in other words, until you say it. Until you say it. Nothing gets done until you say it. Many have bought themselves sicknesses because of the things they said about themselves. Many have walked in certain realm of sicknesses and diseases all by the words of their mouth. But anyone who wants to walk the divine life must know what to say and must talk what to have. Somebody is blessed. I said somebody is blessed. So, in closing, knowing this, what should I do? Knowing this, what should I do? I'm giving you two keys and then we are done. What should I do? Number one, I must talk well. I must talk well. I must talk well. I must do what? Learn how to talk when it comes to dealing with your health or dealing with sicknesses and disease. Learn how to do what? To talk. Learn how to talk. Learn how to talk. Learn how to talk. When you are dealing with sicknesses and disease, learn how to talk. Somebody's blessed. In the days of Elisha, there was a man called the Shunammite woman. This woman had his son dead. As a matter of fact, by her encounter with Elisha, he knew that the man of God could do something about the son that is dead. Now, as a matter of fact, the boy was dead. But if anybody meets this woman and asks, what has happened to your boy? The woman will say, it is well. Are you with me? The woman even went to Elisha, the prophet. And Elisha asked, woman, why? What is happening? Why have you come here? It is well. It is well. Every statement, the woman says, it is well. Oh, has the condition improved? It is well. Is your boy alive now? It is well. The husband will come. Can't we do anything about it? It is well. It is well. You must learn how to talk when it comes to dealing with sicknesses and what? Diseases. Because whatever you say is established. It is well. It is well. And indeed, it became well for the woman when the prophet went to raise the boy from the dead. it was not necessarily the power that the prophet had, but the faith for the woman to speak well and to talk well of the situation. How do you talk about your health? Yes. The doctors may say all kinds of things, but sometimes we are tempted to admit what the doctors say and begin to talk in negativity. We talk in order to make we feel that is the way we are. But this morning, those who want to walk the divine life, health, such people talk well. They do all. Talk well. If you want to see any situation change, start talking well of that situation. It is well. They said you have diabetes. It is well. They said you have this. It is well. They said you cannot do this. It is well. One of my name is it is well. It is well, Pastor. Because you can't tell me any situation for me to say, I say with the AO. Hey, I say, oh, I reho. No. It is what? Well. So sometimes some of you don't understand. After narrating a whole lot, about 25 pages of problems to me, I just answer it with one letter. The three letter words. It is what? Well. It is well. I said, Pastor Ipa, because of the bomb, No. It is well. Hallelujah. In Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10, he said that say to the righteous that it is well with him. Hey! Say to the righteous that it is what? So you expected me to pamper the situation and make the situation look nice. Hey, and you ask me there, Sister Kafra. Oh, sister, I don't even talk about it. It is well. It is well. You are sick in your body. It is well. They say you will die tomorrow. It is well. Because the one who holds your life, he is your father. And he takes responsibility of your health. I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So it is well. It is well. No matter the challenge, you say to yourself, it is well. Anytime the fear of that sickness, the fear, you see, sickness, one of the bad aspects of sickness, even though it is bad already, is that it torments. The fact that even they say to you, say, be pikra or srodo, it even worsens the case. Praise God. You see, many people have died early with HIV because they got to know. Are you understanding me? There are many people who are having HIV and they don't know, and they are living their life hard. They are enjoying life. The sad thing is that they may be spreading it. But the fact is that when you don't know, it doesn't have anything effect on you. But the day they will tell you, hey, that day you start reducing. You start dying from that day. I pray that any words that has been spoken to you concerning your health, in the name of Jesus, we speak back that it is well. I said it is well with my soul. It is well with my body. It is well. It is well. May it be well with you. So know how to talk well. If the woman had talking could raise the dead, how much more healing you? The woman said, it is well, sir, till the boy got up. The boy got healed. So you can also speak it as well with your spirit. You see, anytime the fear of it comes, anytime the thought of it comes, say it is well. Praise God. You see, the thought comes silently, but voice it out. Speak it, it is well. Somebody's blessed. Number two, knowing this, what should I do? I must arise and take my shield of faith and begin to war against any sickness that wants to ravage my body, knowing that it does not need to be there. Let me repeat. I must arise and take my shield of faith and begin to make war against any sickness that wants to ravage my body, knowing that it does not need to be there. You must begin to rise in faith. Rise and take your shield of faith. Somebody's blessed. I said, somebody's blessed. You must rise up in faith. You must rise up in faith. Don't believe in the reports of the doctors. Don't believe in the reports of the doctors. It was asked of the people. Whose report would you believe? Would you believe the report of a Lord or what you are seeing? God says that we can take the land. And the enemy says, I know. The people are too mighty. They are too strong for us. It is time to arise and take a shield of faith and war against every sickness and diseases, knowing that it is not supposed to be what? To be there. Somebody is blessed. Rising up in faith, meaning that dealing with anything that is not written of you, anything that is not supposed to be in the book. If this book has not said it, I'm talking about the Bible. If the Bible has not said it, if the Bible has not said it, then it is not supposed to be against you. Only one person responded. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That is the kind of faith you need. If God has not said it, then it shouldn't be me. 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 Kabiyazarabaha. You know what? Anything that the scriptures, you know, the scriptures are there for our examples. The scriptures are there to guide us. The scriptures are there for us to live. Every scripture example is for you to also live it and become it. Are you understanding me? So any miracle, any testimony that is found in the Bible is there for you to also live it and become it. Are you understanding me? So, whatever is not written of you in this book is not supposed to be permitted in your life. Praise God. Somebody's blessed. Are you receiving light? Hallelujah. You realize that Elisha, as a prophet, was desperate to raise the sick, to raise the dead, all because he saw his father doing it. He saw his father what? Doing it. Whatever is not written of you in this book, once again, is not permitted to be in your life. Don't believe in any other report, but believe in that which is written of you. God says, I will bless your food, and I'll bless your water, and I will take the strange diseases that was upon Egypt. I will take it from among you. Strange diseases. It is not your portion to be sick. Sickness is not from God. as I said, for anyone who is not saved, God heals them by his mercies. But you, as a child of God, he actually takes responsibility of your health. So why then do you have to allow sickness to torment your body? Remember, you have been raised or seated above the oppressor. Praise God. Number two, oppression is what? Far from you, says the word of God. The day you got born again, that day God healed you of all your sickness. So you don't have to live today and suffer that sickness anymore. Your healing is tied to your salvation. You cannot be saved and still be tormented with all sickness. So last week I was telling you, why then do believers get sick? Number one, lack of knowledge. Lack of what? The Bible says, for the lack of knowledge, my people what? Perish. Listen, everything you don't know is to your advantage. Is it your disadvantage? Everything you don't know is to your disadvantage, and the devil will use it against you. Listen, our walk in the kingdom, or our walk as Christians, is our walk of faith. And faith is how we release the promises of God which are in store for us. So somebody can be a child of God and still suffer certain consequences and certain level of attacks and still be a child of God. But then the one who has knowledge, and the knowledge has progressed to become wisdom for him, you always walk and possess that which God has made available for you. Healing is your right. It is not a privilege. I wish I had the right people here. I say healing is what? Not what? A privilege. It's your right. It's your right. I said it's your right. Walking in divine health is your right. As I said, our target is not healing. Our target is to walk divine health. There's a difference. There's a divine healing and there's what? Wow. How many of you understand me better? Our target is to always walk agile. Walk without any problem in our body. To the glory of God. I don't remember the last time I visited the hospital anyway. I don't. It's not because I'm young. I'm living what? Divine health. Let alone to take drugs. And the same way, God expects you to also walk in divine health. So as for your healing cry there, it's accomplished. What you are now walking after is what? Divine health. So I always say this. Always speak to yourself that I am the healed and I'm protecting my health. You are the healed. You are protecting your health. You are not now coming to be healed. You are the healed and you are protecting. I wish you were following me with that. I am the healed and I'm protecting my health. Everybody go again. Say it for the last time. That's it. You are the healed. You are the healed. I said you are the healed. And you are doing what? Protecting your health. Let this light be in you. Let this understanding be in you. Praise God. And as you walk in such understanding, let me tell you, the sickness and disease will vanish, will live without you knowing. Because you are living who you are, not what wanted to be. Are you understanding me? You must live in your reality. You must live in your reality. And your reality is that you are the healed. You are the healed. This morning, the healing Jesus is here to touch you if you are sick. If you are not sick, he wants you to walk divine health. Be on your feet. Somebody's blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you have light this morning? Hallelujah. Wow. Lift up your hands and thank God for his word. Thank God for the healing Jesus. Thank God for the healing Jesus. If you are not a child of God, then you need to beg God to heal you. But once you know that you are a child of God, you have been redeemed by the blood, then you know that healing is your right. Are you with me? Yes. Now the Bible says that bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not his benefits. Who forgiveth thee thy iniquities and healeth thee of all your diseases? You want to say, Father, I thank you that my sins are forgiven. My sins have been taken on the cross. Father, I thank you that I'm sin free because of Jesus. The power of sin and death is broken over my life. Amen. I thank you that I have salvation and I have redemption through Jesus Christ. I thank you that I'm saved. I thank you that I'm a child of God. I'm the child of the Papa God. Raise your hands and declare your faith. Raise your hands and declare who you are. Raise your hands and celebrate Jesus. Raise your hands. Come on. Raise your hands and say that you are a child of God. Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Our Father God, we thank you for your Son Jesus. We thank you that we are redeemed. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. 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 Raise your voice. Raise your voice. I am a child of the living God. God is my Father. 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 Raise your voice.
Raise your voice. Declare who you are. You are a child of the living God. You are a child of the Papa God.
Thank you for saving me.
Salvation belongs to the Lord.
I'm the redeemed of the Lord. The Lord has redeemed me. I'm the redeemed of the Lord.
In the
name
of our Lord Jesus. Raise your hands and say this after me. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For your finished work.
For your finished work.
On the cross.
On the cross.
I thank you.
I thank you.
That today.
That today.
I stand.
I stand.
To believe.
To believe.
That Jesus.
That Jesus.
Is the Son of a Living God.
Is the Son of a Living God.
Today.
Today.
By virtue.
By virtue.
Of receiving.
Of receiving.
And believing.
And believing.
I am a child.
I am a child.
Of the Living God.
Of the Living God.
I have the right.
I have the right.
To every privilege.
To every privilege.
In Christ.
In Christ.
Today.
Today.
I declare.
I declare.
That I am the redeemed.
That I am the redeemed.
Bought by the blood of Jesus.
Bought by the blood of Jesus.
Sanctified.
Sanctified.
By his blood.
By his blood.
I thank you.
I thank you.
That I have.
That I have.
Redemption.
Redemption.
Through Jesus Christ.
Through Jesus Christ.
My Lord.
My Lord.
Every sin.
Every sin.
And sin spirit,
and sin spirit
has no dominion,
have no dominion
over my life.
Over my life.
I thank you.
I thank you
that the day you saved me,
that the day you saved me,
you forgive me,
you forgive me
of all my sins,
all my sins.
And that same day,
and that same day,
you healed me of all my diseases,
of all my diseases.
I thank you.
I thank you
that I'm a child,
that I'm a child
of the living God.
The living God.
Therefore,
from today,
I walk by faith, not by sight. I engage my faith
to take authority
of my health
from the hands
of the oppressor
in the name
of Jesus.
Every oppression
of disease
and sickness
over my body
today
by virtue
of the finished work
of Jesus Christ
on the cross
I take my liberty
right now
I break free
from every oppression
of the devil
of sickness
and diseases
in my life
today
I declare
that I am seated
above
the realm
of oppressors
right now
I am seated
far above
principalities
powers
might
and any other name
that is named
in this present world
and the world to come
therefore
I take authority
over my health
right now
and I command
every oppression
of disease
and sickness
to leave me now.
Take your place by coming and praying.
Raise your voice and begin to take your
place. From every oppression of the devil. 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 Right now in the name of Jesus.
Raise
your voice. I am a man, 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 I am a man
Of our Lord Jesus. I don't know how serious you are concerning this particular subject. I don't know how concerned you are. As I said, the Lord didn't lay it on my heart to teach this because we are sick. No. But for us to be able to walk in that which He has prepared for us. But you should know this. In case you haven't gotten there yet, don't wait till you get there. Sickness can cut short your life and destiny. Listen, it is not the will of God for you to die before your time. But sickness can cause you to cut your age into two and die before your time. Aside that, sickness can also rob you of all your life savings. It can consume your money, rob you of everything you have saved for life. So, I'm not, you may be unconcerned because maybe you came for me to pray concerning your visa. You can't lead me. Let God lead me. But maybe for some reason, there is a particular attack programmed for you ahead. And God wants this prayer to avert that attack concerning your health. Don't wait till you get there. Listen, if you have life and have health, good health, anything can come to you. So don't be consumed with why you came here, but follow what God is leading us to. Is somebody here with me? You want to pray again? Listen, in my submission, I said, we must rise up and take the shield of faith and war against every sickness and diseases that is ravaging our life or our body, which is not supposed to be all there. Listen, you must, tomorrow I'll talk about violent faith. Say violent faith.
Violent faith.
You see, you need a violent faith to be able to deal with the sickness. The fact that you want to be healed will not let the healing go. No, it will not let the sickness what? Go. You need a violent faith to resist it. Now, I cannot be saved. I can't accept this report. This is not me. It is for somebody else. We found a testimony here, even on this, or that somebody was diagnosed. He looked at the diagnosis and then said, no, this is not me. This is not me. This is for what? Someone. And lo and behold, another test proved that that was not, her report. This is not me. I can't accept this. I cannot be sick. I'm a child of God. Healing is a right to me. I cannot be up. Say, violent faith. It is a faith that does not accept any other report apart from that which is written. Are you understanding me? So don't look at my face as if, Pastor, you don't know why I came. Sickness can fall on anybody at any point in time. Don't wait till they get there. Don't wait till they get there. Let me tell you something. We are led by the Holy Spirit. We are led. Now, you see, in our part of the world, sickness is killing many people. Silently. If you don't take care now, you start to get certain sickness. Then you know you are on your way. You know you are hot. You want to rise up and pray again. Every oppression of sickness and disease, right now, we reject, we refuse, we violently resist, we resist, we break free. Clap your hands.
I am a man.
I decree and declare every oppression of sickness and disease is broken free from you.
In the name of Jesus.
I command that demon behind the sickness and the disease to leave you right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Be healed of every spirit of infirmity.
In the name Jesus. Of Jesus.
Every spirit of infirmity.
In the name of Jesus.
Let that spirit break free from you now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, as I started by saying, the healing ministry of Jesus heals every sickness and heals every disease.
Praise God.
And it is transgenerational. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. In our young ministry here, to the praise and glory of our God, Jesus Christ, the Son of a living God, there is no sickness that has never or not been healed on this altar. There is no sickness. To the praise of God. We have seen blood type and blood genotypes changing from AS to A on this altar. And there are proofs. The testimonies are all there. We have seen not once, not twice, three times HIV healed on this altar. I saw those diabetes, fibroid, it melted completely. When a CTG like this, a lady was standing there, came with her husband. We were praying, the Lord led me to say that God is touching somebody with fibroid. He said when she was coming, the thing was there in Funhose. Immediately after the prayer, the thing has vanished. Upon checkup, the thing has vanished out of the person's
hands.
So I want you to understand that there is no sickness, no disease that the healing Jesus cannot heal.
Amen.
Are you here with me?
Yes.
So, what must you do? You must talk well. You must what?
Talk well.
We are about to talk well concerning our health. Now, in Psalm 107, verse number 1 and 2. Psalm 107, verse number 1 and 2. He says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is what?
Good.
For his mercies." He didn't say amen on that.
Amen.
Number 2, verse 2. He said, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." Say what?
So.
Say what?
So.
Say what?
So.
Now listen. Say, "I am the redeemed."
I am the redeemed.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
I explain who the redeemed is. The child of God. The child of God. Not the one who goes to church, but the one who is saved by the blood of Jesus. Are you with me? He said that let them say so. Say what? Say their salvation. Say their healing. Declare their healing. Proclaim their health. Say that we are strong. Let the weak say, "I am strong." Let the poor say, "I am rich." Let the redeemed say so. Now he went on to say, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the oppressor. In other words, whom he has redeemed from the hands of who?
The oppressor.
The oppressor. So it takes the redeemed to say so. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Listen, it takes the redeemed to declare who you are for your establishment. If you need healing, you must speak it. Don't wait and speak the sickness. Don't declare, Yari, diabetes, you. And some of you, what did Yari and Abom Hosa for here? I seem to say, I had the papa be. How are the major of for? Praise God. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Now you are going to declare who you are. Not what the devil has made you to be. He said, whom he had redeemed from the hand. Listen, you have been redeemed though. It's not today that you are going to be redeemed. You were redeemed long ago. As I said, the day you gave your life to Jesus, that day he forgave you all your sins, and then he healed you all your diseases. So even though you feel you are sick, you have been healed long time. Are you understanding me?
Amen.
So how do you see the healing? You must talk the walk and walk the talk. Declare, I am the redeemed, and therefore I refuse to be sick. It is well with my body. I cannot be sick. Jesus has healed me. I am the healed. I'm walking in divine health. I am the healed. No sickness, no disease that touches my body lives after today. Open your mouth. Somebody begin to declare. Proclaim your healing now. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. It is well with you.
In the name of Jesus.
Now please raise your hands to the Father. We are going to worship Jesus at this moment. As we worship Jesus, his healing virtue will be dropping on you. As we are lifting up the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit is going to move in the midst of us. and completely take every disease out of you. I want you to be in the spirit. I don't want you to be a spectator. Close your eyes. All you need to do is lift up your hands. Spirit of God, we thank you. Holy Spirit, come magnify Jesus at this moment. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be exalted now. Jesus the healer. Healing Jesus is here. The healing Jesus is here. Somebody speak in the language of the Spirit right now, if you can. Speak in the language of the Spirit, if you can.
We trust that you've been blessed with the Word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.